This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hayabusa. Save 20% off with code APRILNUTS at HayabusaFight.com.
Glory, get 10% off Glory 30 with code G30MMANUTS. Media Temple, save 33% off shared and WordPress hosting for 3 months with code MMASPRING at MediaTemple.net.
DefenseSoap.com, serious soap for serious athletes. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 286.
286!
Name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, I'm going to show by my fans, for my fans. We're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. It's cracking, snapping, happening.
You know,
chimichanga.
Tings.
You thinking about these tings?
The tings be happening?
In this jujitsu world that I apparently don't live in.
Is there a world of jujitsu?
I guess.
It's deep and dark.
Conor McGregor doesn't know what it is, but hey, that's neither here nor there.
We shall see when the rematch happens.
I'm just saying, how many training videos?
Would you say
how
one?
Many training?
One There's training video?
One! One! Someone was nice enough to send us one training video of Conor McGregor in a, I believe he was a purple belt, in a purple belt competition doing jiu-jitsu, is basically stalling the whole match. And he's going to win his next fight.
He's going to knock him
by
out.
By submission.
Not. That would be something.
Yeah. You heard it here first!
If you could do that.
I'm
could
going on record!
Well, he could knock Nate senseless and then go in the rear naked choke
him
or something like that, right?
That's right, sure.
You never know. It's interesting. UFC 200 is shaping up. Huh. Things are on the card.
It is.
I'm not sure how excited I am yet.
No, what was the newest one? Misha Tate, Amanda Nunes?
Yes. Strange. And we're quite a ways out. You know, things can change.
July 9th. Yeah, you still got time.
3 months, 4 months.
You never know. There's still one more rumor. I forgot Rafael Dos Anjos doesn't have a fight. I didn't know he was going to be repaired in time to fight at UFC 200. So it's him and Robbie Lawler if they're going to try to still blow my mind.
That would be cool.
To fight each other? Fuck it.
Yeah, at 170?
Sure. One something or other?
Okay. Everybody wants to move up in weight all of a sudden.
Weird. Well, I like the trend of let's just have fun fights. Fuck the belts.
Mm-hmm. Dan Hardy was just like, hey, I don't want to fight for titles. I just want to have crazy fights, right?
Yeah, just commenting I'm on that. Good for that. That's how everyone should be looking at the sport now.
Okay, fuck the belts. Who cares about it? Nobody cares.
Exactly. Fuck it.
Show me the money.
Let's do a quick recap on this. UFC, I don't know what number, Croatia.
Okay.
So you got to give props to the UFC and whoever's organizing this event. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Krokop gets a walkout to his Wild Boys!
Just for entering the arena?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And they followed him out to his seat. I thought that was pretty cool. Nice way to pay a little respect.
I will admit that there are times
treasure.
When I go running where I put that song on when I start running.
There you go.
And I feel slightly gay, but I'm like, I'm pumped now.
Goddamn right.
Ready to run.
There's nothing
wrong
with that.
Let's do it.
You know? If he could come out to that song, there's nothing gay about it.
Followed by Hungry Like the Wolf.
Still, nothing wrong with it. Totally not gay. Uh-huh. Even if it was, I don't care.
And then I'll do the The Who.
Bob O'Reilly?
No. Well, that too. But the other one that...
John.
That what's his name used to come out to? Light Heavyweight from Chicago.
Stephen Bonner.
Yes. I forgot the name of that song, but it's just a musical song. Anyways, I'm gay, so don't worry about it. It's all good.
He sucks. Mad cogs.
I have multiple playlists for when I go running, depending on my mood.
I go from gay to gay
to totally gay.
Three in a hole.
Three dicks in every hole.
See, it didn't take us but 5 minutes to go straight to dick.
Just saying.
Awesome.
Don't be shy.
Hey.
If you're going to go all in.
That's right.
So, yes, let's talk about the recap, please.
And then we had Reebok on top of the uniform game. Mm-hmm. First full-on titte to be exposed.
Yes.
Unfortunately, in the women's fight, she had her back to the camera.
Damn it.
So she had to... She stopped the action herself, readjusted. The ref stepped in, and she readjusted some more. Fight on. I'm just saying, if we happen to know maybe someone that's a partner of said UFC, and they happen to have... said footage of said slippage.
Send it on over.
Wink, wink. Maybe you could send it over to us, and it could maybe wink, wink, get released to the internet. I'm just saying.
With their logo on it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Totally would put that out. You totally wouldn't know where it came from. I'm just saying. So we had that going on. Reebok on top of the game. Mm-hmm. One titty at a time. This is multiple tits are being exposed.
Wow.
I guess that's a good thing.
It could be.
Could be. Then we have the main event, Junior Dos Santos versus Ben Rothwell.
Uh-huh.
In a clash of styles. And Junior Dos Santos, his body hurts my feelings when I see it post-USADA. So I will stand by that.
Deflated and bulged. Blubbery?
A little bit. I mean, he looked good. He looked really good in this fight. Ben Rothwell couldn't get his game plan going. That's right, game pan. I can't like, speak. I'm just going to take out the consonants that are fucking nonsense and go straight to the tits and ass.
Who needs L's?
I do.
That's right.
I think about these things. It's like the Conor McGregor. He doesn't like H's. I don't like L's for some reason. Yeah,
it's all good.
So, Junior Dos Santos employs his game plan of boxing, movement, a lot of body blows. Body blow.
Uh-huh.
Ben could not figure out if he was coming or going. And we end up with a 50-45. And I think the best action of the fight was when Junior Dos Santos lands a big right hand. And he follows it up a little bit later with a push kick that sends Rothwell reeling into the cage and puts him down on the canvas from a fucking push kick. I like that. It was probably the best strike of the fight.
He's probably tired.
Yeah, and it looked, it was reminiscent of maybe a Carlos Condit versus a Nick Diaz with a little bit more power. Lots of movement from Dos Santos.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looks back to form. Is he going to contend for the title again? I don't know. I don't know what to do with these guys next. I'm just throwing it out there. It's we're in this heavyweight division where we don't have a lot of new blood that's high level yet.
Yeah.
So,
good question. Yeah, good question. It's always interesting in the heavyweight division because it seems like it's such a crapshoot.
Yeah, and I was going into this fight, I would have picked Rothwell.
Yeah, all day.
I picked Rothwell
via KO. I thought for you know, early.
Yeah,
but not the case. So,
And Dos Santos crediting his training time at American Top Team.
Ooh,
so. You know, trying to work on the wrestling, trying to work on the jiu-jitsu. Still wants to just box, but
You
know, you're going to get away with it against a slower opponent this time, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Those top four or five guys.
It seems like he does poorly against those volume strikers, like guys who who get him off his rhythm, you know? Guys who are like a, you know, like a Diaz brother does. You just they're constantly hitting him, right? And then he can't get his game going. And if that happens, then it just becomes a long night for him. But, you know, I'd like to see him get back, but I just don't see how he beats Kane or anybody who's at the top of the division with some good cardio style volume.
And do you even want to see that fight again, him versus Kane?
No, this is so bad for his health. No. No, thank you.
Just let the man live a life, have a life after the cage, for fuck's sake, right?
Oh, cool. This was in Croatia.
Yeah.
Sound like in the middle of the day, right?
Yeah. Okay. It was kind of refreshing to watch it. I was doing some other shit at the same time, but trying to sit down and actually watch some of the fights. So, not all the greatest of fights. They tried a more heavyweight laden card, but with the lower tiered guys. So, didn't quite have the most exciting of fights, but
yeah,
saw some stuff.
You did.
Moving around a lot. To some news. What do you got?
Get the news. Okay, let's talk about this. Totally shifting gears. GSP gets his own TV show, according to him, about his true passion, which is paleontology. It's called The Boneyard with George St. Pierre.
It's not Game Boneyard!
It's premiering April 14th at 9 Eastern on History, and he's going to live out his childhood dream to by tracking down the most vicious predators to ever walk the earth. So, interesting. Science with GSP. Apparently, he's a big... This makes sense because the aliens and the whole nine.
Yeah, I still
want
to see him. He should be on an alien show. UFO like hunters.
Like
there you go. Fuck yeah.
UFO hunters. I'm surprised Rogan didn't have him on his weird show
that would have been really great.
Whatever
I bet you GSP seems like you could pull some magic tricks off on him. If you met him, like David Blaine, his ass, you'd probably blow his head up.
Right. I'm interested. I'll tune in. I just want to know, like, can we understand him?
Sure.
When he's speaking. Is it going to be the French accent and you don't know what I'm going to say? I am not impressed by your paleontology.
That's right. Give me the bone.
Weird. We'll do a fucking thing. TV show. Seriously? What's going on here? It's very strange. And they have a picture of him with his little hat.
Great.
Looking quite official.
He should be using the bones like drumsticks.
Ah, there's more.
I want these the T-Rex to hold me.
Put my cock in
cuddle
this.
Me.
Put my cock in this mouth.
So it's not a show. 10 minutes in. That's what we could talk about.
Cocks and balls in your ass.
And dicks. So. Guess I'll have a drink.
You will? You want me to keep going on the news? Speaking of balls in your ass, let me talk. Sure. Let me talk to you about this. Okay, so John Jones is on the MMA Hour this week,
mm-hmm.
and he's talking about his time being locked up. And I will quote: "He says, I just can't stop thinking about my boyfriend that I left back there in that cell. We had some really good times in those short 3 days. So yeah. It's kind of sad. I wrote him, but he hasn't wrote me back yet. Just hoping he got my letter." Obviously,
Ariel in complete silence.
Yes, kidding around didn't go over very well.
I thought it was hilarious. I love this. This is the John Jones we want. This is John Jones we need.
Is it?
He's finally embracing the heel.
The grind? Is he embracing the grind, though?
He might be embracing the grind, too, while he's at it.
Okay. And him and Cormier going back and forth this week on Twitter.
Cormier needs to stay off Twitter. He's getting his ass kicked. It's a 10-0 John Jones
yes.
winning. And the fans are all on John's side, too. And I think that's what's working Cormier up even more and more. He's the good guy. He's the nice guy in his mind. But everybody hates him. You know why? You're the fake champ. And unfortunately, that's what happens. People don't respect him as a champion. And
well, John's got some troubles, man. So we'll see if he can. I hope he fights well. Because if he doesn't, it's going to be a problem.
Well, this is a very dangerous fight for John against OSP. He said that he wanted to make a makeup fight for having UFC 151 canceled. So he really wanted to pay this one back.
Okay.
And of course, that's the politically correct thing to say, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make it up for him. Well, I think it was more Greg Jackson talking about this fight, saying we had enough time to change the game plan. We have close to 3 weeks, so mm-hmm. we can alter it. It's against OSP. It's still a challenging fight and a winnable fight for John. But he could lose, too.
Of course.
Anything can happen.
He could. And especially with his time off, you know, who knows?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it seems like a perfect fight mm-hmm. for your first fight back after being out for a year, cleaning up, and then seeing how your body's going to perform against another super athlete.
I agree. My only concern is, you know, if the guy has been doing it one way his whole career, mm-hmm. which is sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and now he's not doing those things, what does that do for his in-cage performance? I don't know if, you know, sometimes if you've done one thing and then now you're doing a different thing, it could be good, it could be really bad. I don't know. He doesn't feel right. There's the edges gone. It doesn't sound like
it. From the drug standpoint, yes. But from the drama side, no, because he still has all that police action.
Good
point. I'm sure that's still keeping him on that edge of mm-hmm. walking a straight line. He doesn't know where the line is yet. So, fuck it, I'm over here, I'm over there.
Yes.
You're a pussy.
There is no line.
Right.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
We had that going on?
We did.
And then there's a cool thing that happened the other day at Greg Jackson, Mike Winklejohn's.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, Anthony Pettis has been training over there. And him and Donald Cerrone, I guess, had a 5-round sparring match the other day and basically shut down all of Jackson Winklejohn,
wow.
all those guys
really?
Were sparring.
Okay.
Like, okay, so we got that going on. And then Yoel Romero just came over, and he's training with John Jones. They're posting some pictures of the two of them sparring. And mm-hmm. I think there's a picture of John Jones, Holly Holm, and Yoel Romero all in their swimsuits.
Ooh.
Like, oh, man, I'd hate to be Holly's husband right now. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look good. I'm making a little oil cookie there.
Hello.
But it got me to thinking, I'm like, man, wow, they should have Friday day fights at Jackson Winklejohn, and they should be streaming this shit, because I know personally, I'd pay $5 to watch Anthony Pettis and Donald Cerrone spar for five rounds, or Yoel Romero and John Jones spar for 5 rounds. Would you pay money to see something like
Hells
that?
Yeah, are you kidding me? I mean, it doesn't have to be to finality. Sometimes it's fun just watching guys be technical and,
sure.
and push each other, you know, and I mean, we've been in the gym before and we've seen, and I mean, the first time I actually saw a live sparring match in practice, I was like, whoa, those guys are going kind of hard. He's like, oh, it's normal. And you could see like the heat level rise depending on what's going on, and it gets more intense, and fuck yeah. I'm sure the Cerrone Pettis thing was probably super exciting. Of course, their fight was over pretty quickly, but when they're sparring, it's different. You know, everyone's kind of holding back, but they're both very technical. I mean, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, shit, I wish there was video of that. Is there a video somehow?
They just posted pictures. There might be a small clip, but I'm just, if you're a fighter and you're Greg Jackson, Mike Winklejohn.
Make some money.
Yeah, looking for an additional weight. Yes, because then what you can do, one, people are going to want to watch that fight.
Yes.
So, fuck, just even sparring. I want to watch it. I'll pay you money to
even
watch
jiu-jitsu,
that.
Even jiu-jitsu, shit.
And then, to top it off, then you sell sponsors on the cage.
Yes.
You are becoming your own fight pass. So please take that idea. Please do that. Make your fighters more money. Make yourselves more money. It's only going to be great for everybody involved.
Yeah. You don't have to do it all the time. I mean, Fridays would be cool. Once a week, once a month. Doesn't matter. You could do jiu-jitsu only, too.
Yes.
You'd like to see Diaz versus somebody or, you know, anybody versus another person. That'd be awesome. You know, like a Damian Maya Diaz. Not even saying, fuck it, spar. You know, I don't know.
It's a great way to make additional money. And I think any of these camps could set something up that you do the AKA, ATT. And you could see what's happening at AKK. Are they doing crazy training? Is that why everyone's blowing out knees? What's going on over there with those guys?
Maybe they don't want to reveal the secrets or tendencies, because there's already a lot of video of you, you know, in fights.
I mean, I get it, but how much are you going to pick up from a sparring match from 5 minutes or five rounds? I don't know. I would look at it, too, as maybe if I'm going into that sparring match or whatever it is, grappling match, I'm not going to use all my techniques that I've been working on.
Sure.
Maybe I'm going to try some other shit. But just to throw it out there, and if someone wants to use it, you know what? Am I not man enough to be able to fucking beat them anyway? Are you going to pick up something in the little clips that you're going to see?
Right.
I get that they do that because you see that on the prime times or whatever, behind the scenes shit. Or hey, shut the cameras off. We're going to work on some stuff.
Okay.
How much can you glean? I don't know.
Yeah,
for me, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Tendencies, but especially if they're veteran guys, they've had enough fights on film. So it's kind of, you know, what are they really going to show that's not already been shown? But yeah, that's a great fucking idea.
Right, I want them to do that. I want them to make more money. Just go.
Like again. Fuck that word.
Go.
Can we somehow patent that?
No, I'm giving that free to
the
world.
Free information.
Please,
we should message Greg Jackson.
Run with it.
You guys should do this shit.
I will pay you for it.
Else, yeah, why not?
So speaking of Yoel Romero him and USADA just came to a little agreement about the tainted supplements that he tested positive for. I'm kind of surprised on the one hand, I guess, and not on the other. So they lightened his sentence and he only got 6 months. So how do you feel about that? You know,
I think we talked about this, what, last week or the week
before? A couple
weeks
ago, yeah.
I'd say
the tainted supplements, and should there be a
fair-ish.
Little...
You know, it's tough because I don't want him to be too lenient because then it invites cheating.
Yes and no. Because what you could do then is, if you're a second-time offender, then you get twice the punishment.
Okay, good point.
So there's got to be a one-time, it's shame on us. Second time, it's fuck you.
I'm thinking of the Frank Mir situation, which I read that he supposedly ate kangaroo meat.
I thought he said, well, let's separate the two, because this is Yoel Romero. So are you okay with 6 months for a first-time offense for tainted supplements?
Yes-ish, probably
no-ish. I'm not okay with it. I think it's 3 months. Second time, 6 months.
I think it should be longer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
9 months would be better.
All right, so then let's move to Frank Mir. So he tests positive for, I have to write it.
I forgot the substance. Trienabol or some crap? Trenolol?
Trienabol metabolites.
Yes.
They're claiming they found a small amount of oral ones.
Yes.
And remember his body for the last fight? He looked to be in the worst shape that I can remember a Frank Mir being in.
Yes.
And he was in Australia. Mm-hmm. He claimed it was unicorn or
kangaroo meat.
Kangaroo meat,
something
right?
Wacky. I don't know what they fed these kangaroos. Seriously, man, that's like the Alistair Overeem defense here.
Yeah, and Frank said, you know, if this goes through and you give him a 2-year suspension, you're basically retiring him, and he will be retired based on the outcome of which way they rule.
He should
on
retire
it.
Anyways. So
yeah, yes and no. I want him to retire because he made the decision, not because USADA is making the decision. I feel like USADA, if you want to claim they're doing good, they're just getting way too crazy. If we're detecting shit that people are not doing on purpose, you know, you had Tim Means, you had Yoel Romero, now you have Frank Mir. When does it stop? Just, it's enough already. It's enough.
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking of, I'm going, okay, headline. Fighter tests positive, admits guilt. It's like, no words after that. Because it doesn't fucking happen. Nobody ever does that.
I think there was one guy.
Who?
Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, oh, right. And wasn't it flippantly he admitted it or something? I don't know what
he
said.
Well, that was the funny one. Because here's Chael who admits to doing all this shit. And then Wanderlei Silva, who runs away from the test. Chael gets 2 years. Wanderlei gets a lifetime ban, and then they reduce it to 3 years. So he actually got more for not testing positive for anything.
Yes.
And Chael had everything in his system, only got two.
he's
coming back. I think he's coming back in July, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But
I don't know. This is a slippery slope. I think we talked about this many times before. I think they should defocus from this shit and focus more on weight cutting and the dangers of all that.
You know? Or paying the athletes more. Think about how much money USADA or the UFC is wasting on USADA, and I will give you the USADA random drug test watch so we can just pull it out. So far this year, 458 tests.
Yes.
292 athletes, 4.7 tests per day.
Wow.
Anderson Silva leading the pack with 9. Holly Holm and Miesha Tate tied for second with 6. And you have Anthony Johnson, Dominic Cruz, and Conor McGregor all in third with 3. Okay. John Jones did get tested more all of a sudden because we mentioned him. He's got 3 now.
Oh, 3. Wow.
Let's see. Him. Ronda Rousey's got 2. Should we mention a couple other names?
Sure.
I don't know if Andrei Arlovsky's been tested enough.
How many times?
I don't know. So I'm just going to start. How about Kat Zingano?
Yes.
I feel like she might be on something. USADA, do your work.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Diaz.
Did he pass the sniff test? Nate Diaz.
I think he got tested 4 times. So
Jesus.
It seems anybody that's high up that maybe the UFC doesn't want to be a champion seems to get hammered with drug tests.
Yeah.
Holly Holm, Miesha Tate. They're each getting 6. Where's Ronda Rousey? 2. I don't know. When do you say enough's enough and just you just continue down this road forever? If you're the UFC in league with USADA, when do you stop it?
I think there's a conflict of interest. It's like a lawyer, right? They don't want you to solve your shit or have dispute or what. They want to make money. They want to drag this out. So the same with USADA. They want to drag this through and collect their money over time. But
it's only hurting the UFC. You're losing fighters. Yes, you're cleaning the sport up if that's what you're fucking goal
allegedly
is. Right. Yeah, right. We don't know if you really are or not. You're just telling us here and there. But now you got the my biggest problem is the guys that aren't taking things that are popping. So what the fuck?
I don't know. It's tough.
It's bugging me.
It's bugging you?
You know, it always bugs me.
I know.
We're focusing on the wrong thing.
I agree. I think the weight cutting is way more important.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yes, I was going to say.
There's an article. I'm going to skip around a little bit.
Please.
So UFC 199 is taking place in California on June 4th. And this is going to be the first event that the UFC holds there that's going to have the new weight-cutting procedures in effect.
Ooh, okay.
And the fighters that are on that card, so you have the 2 title fights. You have Luke Rockhold versus Chris Weidman and Dominic Cruz versus Uriah Faber. Those guys don't even know what the rules are right now.
Nice.
They just got interviewed. Don't know what the rules. So the rules are you can weigh in at 10 a.m. the day prior to the event instead of that normal late in the afternoon or early evening weigh-in. The commission will now be doing specific gravity tests to determine if the fighters are properly hydrated on fight day. On the day of the weigh-ins, fighters will be examined by doctors to see if they are severely dehydrated. Six finger and rectum. If a fighter fails a specific gravity test or a physician determines they are severely dehydrated,
yes,
the fighter will be pulled from the bout.
Wow.
So, with the fighters not knowing what the fuck's going on, testing their hydration levels, and none of them are going to be hydrated in time. How many fights do you think are going to get canceled? Say, let's just call it 12. How many on that card are going to get canceled?
3. And one of them will be a major one. I'd say 3.
Yeah, because I would venture to say, let's see. I'm going to go one more higher. I'm going to say four. I'm going to say 25% of fights are getting canceled, and one of the title fights are going to get canceled. I'm just surprised that the UFC even decided to have a fight in California testing us out. Unless they really don't want this Weidman versus fucking Rockhold rematch.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Nobody may wait. But my question
is, they can make the weight, but they're not hydrated enough to fight. No one's going to be hydrated enough. Not in 24 hours.
If they can weigh in the morning, though, what does that do for the spectacle that is the weigh-ins at nighttime?
Well, they'll still show up for a face-off.
But not weigh.
Right. Oh. So they're going to have that option. I'd like what California is doing because they're the first ones to actually, in the United States, do something about weight cutting. We have to do something.
Mm-hmm. But why aren't they releasing the rules? Okay.
Well, the fighters haven't been informed, which is weird.
Okay.
You think, hey, you guys are going to fight here in a couple months, April, May, June. Yeah, less than 2 months. You might want to know what's going to happen. And let me tell you, they're not going to be rehydrated. They're going to have to cancel fights.
Yeah.
So could you imagine, what would happen? Are they going to cancel the whole card? If you lose a title fight and let's call it three other fights. I think you go through with it, but man, I can't wait to see this.
It's interesting.
It's so exciting.
You never know what's going to happen.
Fucking lie.
It could go any way, or they could all make weight and be hydrated.
There's no way though. Those big guys, Faber already said there's no way I'm going to be rehydrated. Cruz said there's no way I'm going to be rehydrated.
So just to clarify.
Yep.
They can cut weight to make the weight, but they have to be rehydrated enough.
Yes, and I thought that the study said within 24 hours, it may be even 50% of them are not going to be rehydrated to the level they need to be.
Is there some new special thing they can do to super hydrate? Like,
oh, yeah.
So, Uriah, we have the stud we brought in. Let's lube it up, buddy. Here it comes.
Have you heard of my friend Alistar Overeem?
Yes.
He's not called the Ream for nothing, buddy. What? Hey!
That guy'd be all
smiles.
That's
not fair! I'm 135 pounds of fury! Fury!
Craziness.
Anyway, so we got that going on.
Awesome.
What else?
You asking me?
Talk about? Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Reaming, Wanderlei Silva issuing challenge to Kimbo Slice for the, competition.
I'm in for that.
He wants to fight the man. I think that would be great. All stand up, no ground game. Rock'em sock'em robots.
Gentlemen's agreement. Ain't no ground? No ground.
I think Kimbo has nothing to lose on that one, and neither does Wanderlei. Just go at it.
I want to watch.
I'm liking it. I just wonder if the gas tank holds up for both guys. But remember the Brian Stan Wanderlei Silva first round, right? I'm thinking we're getting something similar. Just fucking two guys just going, fuck it. We're
this
going.
Is over broke until Silva's chin gives out.
Yes.
I put my money on Wanderlei. He's had a lot of time off. And the weird thing is his 3-year suspension will not be up until 2017. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they're going to make this match happen because he wants to fight Sano in 2016, Wanderlei.
Japan?
Fine. But then he'll be banned from fighting over in the United States. But I don't think he gives a shit at this point.
No.
He should be fighting Fedor or whatever they're going to do with Fedor.
Ryzen!
Yeah, I guess. They got that going.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever they're doing over there. I think he's doing some tag team.
Back again.
Jiu-jitsu. Here's his shovel. Can you dig it?
Yes.
Nice. Goddamn.
We'll be here all night, folks.
Not leaving.
Okay.
Prime time. Ready for TV.
Yes. Jesus. So that's that. What else you got?
Well, let's see. We've got a big boxing match coming up at the Tyson Fury versus Vladimir Klitschko rematch happening on July 9th, the same night UFC 200 is going down.
Have you seen the first one? I've been meaning to. I keep forgetting.
Parts of it, but not the. I haven't watched the whole fight.
A little bit, tiny bit.
But the cool thing. Well, one thing I'm going to separate is they will not conflict. The boxing match will be over before UFC 200 starts. Is what I've read. Going back to this fight, Tyson Fury is a bare-knuckle boxer.
Yep.
He's from a lineage of champion bare-knuckle boxers. He's a gypsy. I fucking love the story.
He's crazy.
Yes.
And political.
They live in
outspoken
their mobile homes. They have houses, but they still refuse to live in the house. They stay in their mobile homes. It's like...
I just remembered something.
Go ahead.
Did you see the Hayden Panettiere Carl's Jr. commercial?
Who?
It makes sense. Klitschko's wife, the little blonde.
I don't know her.
Look this up.
Okay.
Google the Carl's Jr. There's a commercial. And it makes sense now. I always wondered, how the fuck does this tiny woman go with this large man, right? She's fucking got this big-ass burger, and she handles it like a champ. It just goes in there. And I'm like, I saw this while I was in Vegas this week. I'm going, I'm literally looking at the TV going, wow, it makes sense now. I get it. Carl's Jr. commercial. I'm telling you. Fucking huge burger right in there. No no flinching.
It's so just, what are you saying?
I'm just saying. That's why it works.
There's a reason there. Big man, little woman. Little woman has big mouth.
Big mouth.
Deep throat.
Klitschko ever the, you know. Mm. That guy's very intelligent. Doesn't he have a bunch of doctorates or something?
Yeah, I thought he was a member of their
Mensa?
Government or something.
Government.
NAMBLA. Yes. What?
NAMBLA? North American man boy. That's what
love, man, love, boy.
Whatever it's called. Is that a thing?
Yeah. What are you saying?
I don't know.
Totally got... distracted. He's a gypsy.
Yes.
The gypsy one. I love it. I love the bare knuckle stuff. I was watching some bare knuckle fights.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did that one ever happen with Shamrock and the one guy? Is that still going to happen?
I don't. You know, that's a good point. I don't think that thing ever went to fruition.
They're supposed to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big deal about that.
Make a note.
Mental note. I'm sure it never happened because we would have heard about it if it did.
Oh, I got to write that down. I got to research that because he should at least be called out on that, right?
Oh, fuck that. Hell yeah. He was talking all kinds of shit. That was a good documentary.
Whatever happened with Ken Shamrock doing his bare knuckle boxing match?
Are you asking Siri?
No, I'm just writing it down.
Oh. Oh,
so
nice.
I don't have to
That's
fucking type
notes?
All
perfect.
That shit.
I like it. Is that just like through note?
Yeah. Note, microphone.
Okay, perfect.
Boom, boom. Let's go back to my room. Man, for fucks. How many 80s references can we make?
We're totally dating ourselves
Fuck.
Here.
I don't care. Who cares?
It's all good.
Let's move along. Here we go. This one will get it going. So King Mo was saying, don't credit Conor McGregor for bringing money weight to MMA. He was saying Dean Thomas, Sakuraba, and Royce Gracie were the money weight fighters. Do you think he's right? Who is the creator of the money weight fight in MMA?
Royce Gracie, Dean Thomas, and who? Sakuraba.
Sakuraba.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Those are all. Was that Pride shit? You know.
Early UFC, some Pride.
Yeah, that was old school days. I don't know how much money those guys were making. I don't think so. I'm gonna have to go ahead and say, if anybody I could think about, it's gonna be Chael Sonnen would be in the same sentence for me. The guy who went after, you know, the big money fights. I mean, the brash.
He got the title fights.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
By talking.
Did he make a lot of money?
Did he
in
make
those
the
fights?
I don't know, man. Question, huh? I mean, I got to look at, I think he's 100% wrong. Those guys are open weight fighters. Mm-hmm. And it's Conor McGregor. Look at, so Conor McGregor comes onto the scene, brings all of Ireland over, gets all the fans excited, gets all
the
pay-per-views.
Whole country. They're all here.
Literally everyone's here, losing their shit. Doesn't even care. Doesn't even respect the English language enough to use H's.
No.
Fuck it. He ain't got time.
Mm-mm. Takes too long.
I love it. I'm with you. I don't use L's here and there. So he's the one who's brought the money fights.
Yeah.
He fought Chad Mendes. Mendes takes a fight on short notice, gets $500,000.
Exactly.
Okay, what was his pay scale before? Wasn't fucking half
like
a million.
Like 40 and 40, I think, or
right.
Something crazy.
Then he goes and fights Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz makes millions. I think it was a $400,000 disclosed pay, but Dana White has confirmed that he's made millions on all the back end money. Before that, I want to say Nate was on a 29 and 29
big bump in pay.
So let's see. I go from 29 to millions. Chad, maybe he was on a 50-50. I don't remember his prior fight. Goes to $500,000 plus pay per view points. Probably made $1 million something. So Conor McGregor is rumored to be making 10 to 15 million a fight. No one has been in that stratosphere. No one has done the pay-per-views with the exception of Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Brock is still just a shade higher, but Brock was spectacle. Connor is bigger spectacle. Mm-hmm. He also goes on all the talk shows. He does all the fucking stuff.
He gets it. And everybody's calling this guy out to fight. It isn't because they think he's the best, biggest challenger. Like, fuck, that guy's making me money.
Yes.
And nobody
it's
did that
Red
in the past.
Panty night. Yeah. It's yes. Change Your Bum Life night. Exactly. All the stuff he's said yeah. is coming to fruition.
Hells yeah. Hells yeah. So I would agree with you, sir. I think he's dead wrong as well. So
he's the
you make a valid
fight.
Point.
I have one last thing, I think.
Okay.
As I'm looking back through my notes here.
Perfect.
So Vern Troyer, he's a little mad at John Jones, I guess. Does John use the term mental midget?
Oh, boy.
What do you make of the pussification of our society, Ingo?
This goes along the lines of, I remember the whole big hoopla when Rogan stopped using the word retarded, remember?
And yes, and I will not, I refuse to stop using that word as a fucking valid word.
Exactly. I think words are words. It's intention, and you can be retarded. Like, let's get retarded in here. What?
Yeah,
is that derogatory? I don't know.
It's not so, let's get it started. The real song is let's get retarded.
Right. So, right, I agree. Everybody's picking at everything. It's stupid. And whatever. And my thing is I think that person is looking for a headline, draw some attention to themselves. Here's a big star, says something controversial, maybe not even controversial, but says something that you can turn into controversy. Hey, here's my name in the news. Boom, boom, boom. Thank you. Where do I sign? So, I hate it. I hate it. I think words should be off limits. Of course, some things are over the line, but I wouldn't say that.
Sure, but grow some fucking thick skin. I'm sorry.
Well, he's little. So.
Whoa! he's starting.
I'm kidding.
Whoa! Okay. So you can only grow a little
Internet
thick
hates.
Skin.
I didn't mean it like
son
that.
Son of a bitch. You know?
Small man, little skin.
I hear ya. Well, the other day, someone was coming after us because we were talking about Conor McGregor. And I said, hey, you ever seen that fucker do any jiu-jitsu? A guy called us cocksucking faggots. And
was he Irish?
You. I don't know what he was, but I was laughing. I'm like, wow, this guy's pretty fired up just because I called someone a fucker.
You like passion. It's good.
And you have to understand that people are going to use words in certain ways, but don't let the words get lost on the point the person is trying to make. There's a bigger discussion that can be had instead of just focusing, oh my God, he said this.
He said midget. That is a word. It means small.
Right.
I mean, tiny. It's not. Or...
And as you've grown up, these were the words we were taught to use. You were taught to use midget. You were taught to use retarded. And now we have to reclaim words. It's just nonsense. Focus on, I think like you said, it's the intent of the word.
Right.
Focus on the conversation, not the word so much itself.
It would be different if he was like, fuck you, midget. Now that's shitty. But if he says mental midget, I mean, he's just making an analogy.
Right.
Not.
It's just bullshit.
I agree.
I'm so sick
fuck
of it.
Shit. And I don't even like John Jones, so.
It's true.
Use that all day.
You don't like
it. Say it a lot.
Is he a fucker?
Maybe.
Fucker.
I don't know.
And they'll get all hung up on that either.
Me?
No, yep. People.
People?
Fuckers.
Yes.
And sometimes I just say it. We swear. Who cares?
Fuck you.
It happens.
Fuck you and your fucking fuck.
That's
it
right.
It says explicit specifically in our shit, so.
That's right. Ass the nuts. All right, here we go.
Yes.
This is going to be all right from one controversial topic to another. So we want to create the worst fighter using elements from top fighters, so. We'll talk about anybody because typically it would be the other way around. Hey, create the best fighter from, okay, I want this guy's chin. I want that guy's cardio. So why don't you lead us down the path and give us your version of the worst
creating
fighter.
Creating the worst fighter.
Yes.
From an elite fighter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a couple. Pettis' takedown defense.
Mm-hmm.
Conor McGregor's jiu-jitsu. I got both of the Diaz brothers' leg kick defense.
Yeah.
John Jones in his personal life.
Oh, nice.
Non-TRT Vitor, cardio. BJ Penn's training camps. Sorry, BJ, I love you, but
prior to fucking hell. Track.
Exactly. Stefan Struve's striking defense.
Thank you.
And last but not least, Dominic Cruz's ability to stay healthy, also footnoted by Cain Velasquez. That's what I got.
Nice. So,
what do you have, sir?
I would go with Ronda Rousey's unsportsmanlike attitude.
That's a good one. Oh, Jesus.
Carlos Condit's takedown defense. Uh-huh. Conor McGregor's jiu-jitsu. Brock Lesnar's heart slash willingness stomach. To be punched in the face.
His stomach.
Mighty Mouse's weight and fan base slash drawing power.
Oh, God. That's a low blow.
Ben Rothwell's dance moves slash trash talking slash persona.
I like it.
Michael Bisping's power.
Oh, Jesus.
Hector Lombard's cardio. Uh-huh. Kat Zingano's fight IQ when she fought Ronda Rousey.
Wow.
Brendan Schaub's zombie guard.
Oh, yeah.
That's very effective that. When you've been yes. knocked out. Oh, yes. Betch Kohara's vertical leap. You've never seen a 2-inch.
Yes, just zero.
Uriah Faber's chances in a title fight.
Oh, God.
Roy Nelson's physique. Nick and Nate Diaz's leg checking. Tito Ortiz's post-fight press conference skills. And then we'll round it up with Kelvin Gastelum or Johnny Hendricks's weight-cutting ability.
Oh, Jesus, yes. Good point.
So,
these are great.
I think what we're going to do is just compile all these and fucking
create the
post
best worst fighter ever
on our website. I wonder if I can make a picture taking up, because you know how you've seen fighters
yeah.
like Mark Hunt's KO power, Mark Hunt's chin, and they put all the pieces, Krokop's left head kick. Mm-hmm. But do it with this version. That'll be fun. Might take a little time, but mm-hmm. so we got that.
I like that question. Very good fun. Question. Fun stuff.
Moving right along, Rodrigo Machado, who closed it out.
Nice.
Says, it's time! Oh, pound no. sign, nuts rule. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Jeez. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
What the fuck is going on?
Would you rather work more hours per day, mm-hmm. but less days, or work less hours per day, but more days?
That's easy. I would rather not work.
Yes. I'd rather just
thank you.
Whack off.
And whack on.
Yeah. Wax off. Wax on. Uh-huh. Would you rather drive extremely tired or drive high?
Definitely high.
High is much safer.
Yes.
I've woken up on the side of the bumpies on the side of the road. Where
oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm really I'm tired rolling down the window. This is not safe. I have to keep driving. Would you rather make one new law of your choice or get rid of any one law of your choice?
I'd get rid of a law of my choice.
I'd make one new law, and whatever Matt says is law. So that law trumps everything.
Isn't that like one of those cheating ones with a genie? Like you can't wish for more wishes?
But I wish for more wishes. Okay. So fuck you.
All right.
That's my wish.
Got it.
You're my bitch in a bottle.
Perfect.
Would you rather never be able to shower again? Or never be able to see a reflection in the mirror?
I'll do the mirror.
Yeah, I agree. You don't want to stink.
Nope.
You can figure out.
The shower thing's easy. You just shave your head, and then you never have to worry about anything.
That's right.
And you just, you're always clean. Perfect. See?
See?
You don't have to worry about what you look like because you no don't have any hair.
It feels so nice to let that water shine down.
Think about
upon
that. That would
head.
Be weird. If you couldn't see yourself ever.
It'd be like a vampire.
Yeah, but isn't that strange? You're so used to. There are videos out there, I think, of babies who didn't have sight, and then they get like some sort of surgery, and they see themselves for the first time, and the reaction. I think that's a big thing for a human, to be able to see yourself. Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I like.
And you
that.
See your dog. Does your dog ever look into a mirror? You ever see them look into a mirror?
We only have no. She's not. I don't think she's ever done that. I don't know. That's a good point. I don't think she's ever looked at herself. She'd probably bark like crazy. Who's this?
My dog. I catch her every once in a while in here. Checking herself.
Eyeballing herself. Like, how do I look?
What the hell is this about?
Nice.
And the last question. Would you rather sleep with Kat Zingano or Gina Carano?
Oh, fuck. That's a good question. Yes.
Gina.
I don't have to.
Gina. I'd take either. I mean,
I think Kat would be more fun. I think.
I don't know.
She's got the jiu-jitsu background. It could get interesting.
I don't know. Either one's going to be fun.
Wrap you up like a pretzel.
I'm in for either.
Okay.
Right along.
Do you have any knowledge? Because I have something.
No, go ahead.
I present to you
what?
Dachshunds playing hockeys.
Nice.
Here you go. Have you seen
volume.
This? Have you seen this?
Turn your volume
down.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's just a random thing.
What? Look at this. I'm so fucking happy. Come here, motherfucker!
I love this. This is the best. Dachshund's playing hockey.
I've seen Army ones where they're like that, and they have a gun in their hand.
I've watched this a million times. Every time I'm not feeling very happy, I put this on and I laugh my ass off. It's so ridiculous.
It's the fuck? Like... That's right. Slashing, motherfucker! Yes, he's gone!
It's the best. So Google that. It's on Facebook, I think. Fun stuff. Anyways, I don't know. That has been this week's edition of Memory Nuts.
Yep. It's we're gonna shut down. We got Game of Thrones starting up pretty soon here. Right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Finally, fucking A. And then that should mean Silicon Valley, right?
Yes, I love that show.
I haven't heard any talk about that.
They've had a couple of commercials here and there. We'll see if it's any good. I feel like it's one of those shows, they're on season 3 now, so it could kind of start to lose its appeal, right? They get into that season 3-4, it's they should have ended it kind of thing.
This guy fucks, right?
I do love that character. Yeah. That guy was also in that other show on Showtime, Shameless or something. He plays a similar weird guy. So that guy who plays that. You ever notice how some guys play the same characters?
Yeah, like that one guy that's in Vinyl. But I can't get
there you go.
The fucking shady character that he played in, what's that one?
Oh, the Scorsese.
Boardwalk Empire,
yes.
Can't get it out. So he was in Ant-Man. I fucking still hate him.
He was in Ant-Man too?
Yeah.
And then one thing the reason I asked that question is, while I was on the plane, I watched, which is a really good movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it, the Kevin Costner film where he was the track coach. What the fuck is it called now? I'm trying to remember. God damn it.
Don't know.
I'm an idiot. Hold on a second. I'll find it. It's on the thing. But that guy plays the same character in every movie.
Who?
Kevin Costner. McFarlane, USA. It's good. It's about, he's a coach, and he goes into like a shitty town and teaches these like Mexican kids to run track, and then they win. It's a true story, too. Very uplifting. I mean, I was like, wow, this is a good movie. But he plays the same character. It's like, he's that guy, like the all-American hero, kind of struggling. He's emotional, yet hard, yet tough, yet strong. In every movie. Same guy.
What podcast was he? Was he on the Tim Ferriss
one? Tim Ferriss one, yeah.
That's a good one to listen to.
Oh, yeah. He was great on there.
Yeah.
Would you say he swore, but he uses it selectively?
Yeah, just maybe 2 times in a 3-hour episode when it was necessary. It's not like us.
You swear like constantly.
All the time. Yeah. More effective when you use it less.
And that movie has his wife is the, I think your internet just took a shit. Did you literally, no, you didn't.
No. I've shut it off. I changed it. It's still early.
It is?
For us, it's only 11:40.
Maria Bello is his wife in that movie. I think that woman is quite attractive. She's older, but...
Off
of
her later.
Going on. Maria Bello.
That's Yes. Saying.
I can't do it. There you go. My cheeks are not
what?
Loose enough. He's got practice.
He keeps his cheeks tight.
I keep my shit tight.
My beard's been hammered. To grab onto. The rape. He's in the house, all right?
Yes.
Throttling people.
This has been a good show. We're like in and out. Yeah. Less than an hour, so... Been this week's edition of Memory Nuts.
Good time.
Ingo Weigel.
I agree with. Thanks for playing.
Next time.